I just wanted to say, before I tell my story, before the ladies in the house in particular, if you are going to cross the taint line, front to back.
Yes.
I got married 4 years ago in August, and I just moved to Baltimore this past May. I lived in Seattle for the previous 8 years-ish. I have never been a tanning sort of person. I've always gone white, red, white. But in Seattle, it's so rarely really sunny. And then when it is sunny, it's still like mild sunny, that I just kind of, you forget that you can sunburn. So when me and my husband, who had never left the country before, went to Thailand for our honeymoon and like beelined for the beach. And the first day was, I was just like, you know, we'll learn things and see cool places after the first day. But the first day is going to be sitting on a beach with a margarita and just being there, looking at the beautiful ocean. And I burnt to a crisp because equatorial sun and no sunscreen. What a moron. So that night, the first place that we went was, because we stayed in a few different places, the first place was our, like, splurge place, and so we were in our private villa, and it was away from people, and it was just this big, spacious, beautiful resort with lots and lots of lush greenery, and I remember noting seeing a bunch of different kinds of plants, and I grew up with a lot of gardening kind of thing. I just love looking at all the crazy plants. Anyway, we get to nighttime, and you know, my skin has begun to cure, so I've started to go from pink to like real lobster. And I try to go to bed, and I can't even get the pajamas on, which is fine because I'm on my fucking honeymoon. So you know, We tried to do the thing that you're supposed to do on a honeymoon. We were okay at it. It was there were, you know, some gymnastics involved. We eventually kind of give up and just try to fall asleep. He conks out immediately, and I am like laying, and I feel the heat radiating off of my body, and I'm like, I am in so much pain. What am I gonna do? And then I'm thinking, like, okay, aloe, right? That's what you're supposed to. Aloe? And so I was like, I think I remember seeing some aloe plants on the resort. And so it's like, you know, 11, midnight or so, and I'm naked, and I really want to just go traipse. I decide to try to put on a robe at least. So, you know, it's one of those resorts that comes with robes, so I'm in my robe. And I'm like, okay. These were really big, old, grand, beautiful aloe plants, and so how am I going to break them open? And then I remembered that our room came with a fruit bowl and a butter knife. So I have my butter knife, and I'm literally walking like this, hunched over, trying to like reduce the skin contact for me and the robe at midnight, praying that none of the lovely, friendly Thai people run into me and think that I'm like this crazy white girl going to like chop down their awesome plants, which is exactly what I am and what I'm doing. So sure enough, near the very front of the resort, I find big, beautiful aloe plants, and I take a whack, and I get one big juicy stem, and I, like, stick it in my pocket, and I'm trying to walk, so I'm, like, in case someone sees me, my, like, the crime of my aloe destroying is not visible. So I get there, I get home, I get back to the villa, and I'm in the bathroom, and I'm, like, using the butter knife to try and kind of scoop it out, and it's helping, but it's not so great, and I'm, like, trying to think, and I didn't pack much, and then I remembered I had my bag on me, and I usually carry naproxen because sometimes I get migraines and it helps with a little release. And so I'm like, any inflammatory? I don't know if it was placebo or if it actually helped, but I decided that I was going to make a topical paste with my naproxen and the aloe. So I took the pill and I'm like trying to crush it. And we're at like 2 a.m. now, right? And I'm like mad, desperate. The heat's probably getting to my brain. And I'm kind of scooping it with the aloe and I'm like pasting myself. So I'm so glad he's still passed the fuck out. He has no clue that his wife is turning into this like weird, I don't know, zombie person. So that actually started helping. And again, maybe totally placebo. But the point is, I finally was able to like lay down in bed and pass out. And I woke up, and he had woken up before me. And my husband, who is very sweet man, I just hear him going, "Honey?" That's what I woke up to. His, "Honey?" And the bed is situated such that I can like just lean over and see him in the bathroom in his robe. And he, in his first time in a foreign country, in his first night with his married bride, is looking at a fine line of white powder. It's naproxen. I have the bottle. I can prove it. And can we please go buy sunscreen?